In Yellowstone National Park, the world's largest active geyser has been experiencing unusual eruptions. The Steamboat Geyser has erupted 3 times in the past 2 months, and scientists aren't sure why. Joining us now is Bob Smith, a distinguished professor at the University of Utah who's been studying the geysers at Yellowstone for 61 years. We met at Yellowstone when we did the show from there a couple of years ago. Bob Smith, what's going on with this geyser?
We don't know the details, but most of these big geyser systems in Yellowstone have a large, if you wish, hot water reservoir, steam reservoir. And for this system, which puts out, 70,000 gallons or so of water each eruption, must have a rather rapid recharge of its underground reservoir to have this high repeat time. I don't think that it means there's anything unusual in terms of ground deformation or earthquakes. We at University of Utah, of course, operates the Yellowstone seismic and the original GPS system, and we do have a station about 3 or 4 kilometers from the actual geyser, but we haven't seen anything really unusual at this time.
Now, all of this year's eruptions have been smaller than the 2014 eruption. What's the importance of the size of the eruption?
Well, that's a good question. I think the answer is we don't know what the relative sizes relate directly to. These last three have been relatively smaller than, say, the ones in 2014, 2013, back as far as 1985 and 6 when we had eruptions. Now, remember, these systems, you measure them in time as well as scale or on the seismic signal, and these three have been relatively small. But remember, these things shake the ground for several hours, 2 to 3 hours, as the steam comes up through the orifice into the air. So the total volume that we would measure with these systems is a better indicator.
Have you noticed any changes in any of the other geysers as a result of these eruptions, in Old Faithful, for example?
No, there seems to be very little correlation amongst the geysers.
Now, as we said, you have been studying these geysers for 61 years. How unusual is what's happening right now compared to other things that have happened over those years?
I first observed an eruption of Steamboat Geyser in 1984, when I was flying over in an airplane and took a picture of one of the first eruption, but it hadn't gone off for 5 to 10 years, and so the episodic or sporadic nature of this geyser system is not unusual. And while we've had these three events this year, and we've had some in 2014, 12, etc., I guess I would say my observation that makes it more unique is that the three have happened in such a short time, roughly within 2 months. And that's the unusual nature to me, but I've never seen it like that before.
Now, in the back of many people's minds, including mine, after you and I talked about these geysers when we were celebrating the 100th anniversary of the national parks, is the fact that it has been 70,000 years since the last major lava event in Yellowstone. A huge supervolcano is right there. And some people are wondering, is what's happening with the Steamboat Geyser indicative of some big eruption to come that could have consequences across the country?
Well, the answer is I don't believe so. I mean, Yellowstone is a supervolcano, and we've had three giant eruptions, as you mentioned. Now, the last giant eruption was 640,000 years ago. Since then, we've had about 60 or 70 small eruptions, the youngest being 70,000 years ago. But you can think of geysers as the very superficial expression of the whole magmatic system at depth, and we've imaged the whole crustal magma pair. There's actually two bodies at a depth of about 5 or 6 kilometers, one at about 10. The heat coming from these crustal magma bodies heats the whole caldera relatively uniformly, and what it does is it heats groundwater coming in from the surface, which then collects in very shallow reservoirs, maybe like Old Faithful is only a few tens of meters deep. And so this system is just the very surficial expression of an enormous hydrothermal or magmatic system. But I don't think there is a direct connection between it and any of the actual volcanic bodies.
So we're safe for now.
What can I say? There's always a chance. The chance of a giant eruption is 0.00014% per year.
That's Bob Smith, who is a distinguished professor at the University of Utah. He's been studying the geysers at Yellowstone for decades. Bob Smith, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy. See you next time.
So everybody just relax.